Clinic director Dr. Jonathan Claus says he's seeing the ailments of age.
I have a patient that's, I think, 78 and someone that's 80. Most of the diagnoses, or two-thirds of them, are people that were diagnosed when they're very young, and they're living much longer. And so, you know, half of the people that are positive are over 50 because they're living that long now.
Besides patients at ECMC, many HIV-positive local residents head over to Evergreen Health on the edge of Allentown. They get medical advice, and they get life advice, potentially with decades to look forward to. The life advice has become very different. Matthew Crean Higgins is an associate vice president for Evergreen, in charge of enhanced medical services. Crean Higgins says the days of telling people the risks of sex have been replaced by meds and advice.
If you have ongoing risk, or if you're found to be positive, you can go down one of two paths. If you're negative and have ongoing risk, you can get on PrEP. You're able to then say, you can't get HIV from me, and I will not become positive by virtue of being adherent to this medication. If you come in and you find out that you are HIV positive, we start people on treatment generally that same day. They're undetectable within a few months, and then they're able to say the same thing as the negative population on PrEP, which is, you cannot get HIV from me.
It's a very different world. Although there are hundreds of people out there who have tested positive but aren't receiving treatment, and Albany says there are hundreds more who are positive but won't come in for testing. Basically, they don't know, don't care, or may be unable to think far enough ahead for treatment. Some people are still becoming infected. Irvin Somerville has watched the changes since he was found to be HIV positive 37 years ago. Today, Somerville is an AIDS educator and a dad, at least trying to catch up to his teenager.
When you have a child that's 12, 13, my son keeps me up and going. He's into football. I'm at school at least once a week. Boys club, you know, football field, basketball. So chasing behind a teenager keeps me on my toes.
Somerville says he doesn't know who infected him 4 decades ago. Dr. Claus says that's not unusual, even in intimate partner situations, where Albany can step in to determine transmission trails.
Anyone that you could have, if you know or don't know, you could have gotten this from, and they kind of ask you or kind of help you kind of have them tested. I have some people that know that they got it from their partner, and their partner refuses to be tested because they just don't want that in black and white, unfortunately.
Crean Higgins says Evergreen wants patients on meds like PrEP, which can push HIV loads down so far they can't pass it on, with new state figures showing 32,000 New Yorkers used PrEP last year.
The social stigma around disclosure is almost a disincentive to that. And so our work currently is around making sure that people know that whatever their status is, if they don't know it, if they haven't had an HIV test this year, last year, in the last 10 years, that whatever they come here with, we're going to work with them to develop a plan that lets them self-actualize toward being able to say, you cannot get HIV from me.
The Evergreen official says that can be difficult because there is so much incomplete knowledge out there about HIV and transmission and how it has changed over the decades, going back to the bad years. Governor Cuomo says vast human effort and hundreds of millions of state dollars are having a major impact on new infections.
Last year, we saw a record decline in the number of HIV cases, more than double a decline from previous years, over 11%. And at that rate, we will end AIDS as an epidemic by 2020.
Mike Desmond, WBFO News.